relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, dear friends. It's Friday. It's Ask Dr. G Anything Friday. It's Second Amendment Friday. We have an incredible show for you today. Senator Marsha Blackburn will be with us. The newest congressman, Byron Donalds from Florida. Grant Stinchfield, Jim Carafano, on the state of the economy, but we're going to start with a very, very special guest. There are think tanks, far too many of them. There are do tanks, and then there is the conservative mothership, the most influential think tank, not in America, but in the world. It is helmed by somebody who, well, let's just say, if I had 3 hours extra today, I could go through her whole CV, her whole resume. She was appointed by Ronald Reagan, George H. Bush. She worked for Governor George Allen of Virginia, ended up as director of the Office of Personnel and Management, and most important for me, because I was so reassured when I saw her face, she worked as a senior advisor on the presidential transition team for President Donald J. Trump. She is Kay Coles James. Kay, welcome to America First.
Well, thank you. And you left out my most important credential of all.
And that is?
Friend of Sab and Katie.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you've won points there. She is a friend of the... I am just the lesser Gorka. The boss is listening at home. I'm sure she will give me feedback, so let us not disappoint. Kay, as we invited you when you posted a very powerful, just two-minute video on your Twitter feed, Kay Coles James, and it has to do with something that sounds wonderful. It's the For the People Act, HR1. Now, let me ask you, as an individual who grew up in a South that was going through the vicissitudes of integration, the consequences of the civil rights movement, can I ask you just one question about HR1 to kick us off? This bill states the following. Voter ID, the purges of ineligible voters on voter rolls, and restrictions on vote by mail are all forms of, and I'm quoting here, racial discrimination and systemic racism. Does any of this track with your experience of this bill?
I cannot tell you. It makes my head spin to even hear that. For those of your listeners who may not know, let me say, I am black. I was born in this country black. You know what that means? I grew up in the South. I understand racial discrimination when I see it. This is not that. I just find it abhorrent that they would play the race card to try to play on people's sympathy, to play on sympathy. Nobody in this country wants to deny anyone their right to vote for racial reasons. And I defy anyone to say that my objections or the objections of conservatives have anything to do with race. Our voter system right now, as it exists, and after what we just went through and what we saw, is in dire need of reform, but not this. Our founders knew what they were doing when they put these election laws and rules and gave that authority to the states. Do you know what the implications are if it's all centralized, Washington, D.C.?
Tell our millions of listeners, what would happen if, in contravention of the Constitution, the feds were in charge of our elections?
Oh, my word. It would be horrifying. First of all, they want to get rid of our First Amendment rights by restricting protected political speech and activity. The bill expands regulation and government censorship of campaigns. We don't need more of that. We need less of that. The bill basically guarantees inaccuracies in our voting registration rolls. You know, it increases opportunities for fraud at a time when most Americans really want a secure election protection. There's so much wrong with this bill, but what I want people to be aware of is you hear not just the race card being played, but you hear it oozing with compassion, oozing with, you know, wonderful language about protecting and what this means for all Americans. Don't be duped by that. It is a power grab by the progressive left in order to control and centralize elections in this country. It's already passed the House. The Senate is going to be looking at this legislation sometime, maybe even as soon as a week, but perhaps, you know, within the next month. I think all of us need to inform ourselves about what's in that bill, and then please, make sure that the people you sent to Congress to represent you are representing your perspective.
So I have to ask the layman's question. As an individual who now runs the most important think tank, do tank there is, as an individual who has admirably served at every level of government, including the Reagan administration, let me ask you, what could be, let's just hypothesize, what could be the motivations for these two stipulations of H.R. 1? Number one, agencies that register voters cannot require the records to be kept of anyone who refuses to affirm their American citizenship. And then secondly, states will be prohibited from requesting any form of identification from those who request an absentee ballot. Kay Coles James, what is the reasonable objective for these restrictions?
There are no reasonable reasons that I could attach to that makes any sense whatsoever. It just seems to me that it's Katie bar the door. We want to get as many people registered as possible. And I think the thing that galls me more than anything, Seb, is the fact that the progressive left is doing exactly what they accuse us of doing. And they say, we want to suppress the vote. I don't want to suppress anybody's vote. Too many of my relatives and friends fought and died to protect the right to vote. But I will not suppress a legal vote by having someone who is not legally allowed to vote in federal elections doing so and then canceling out my vote. This is something, I don't care if you're a liberal or a conservative, Republican or Democrat, all of us should want to have fair, legal elections and to make sure that once that election happens, people can feel that they have confidence in the results. When you have rules that say you can't ask for ID, when you have vote harvesting, when you have polling opening up weeks in advance, and then you have judges that are keeping them open longer than they should be, nobody has confidence in our system. Let's get back to common sense protections for everyone's legal right to vote.
We have a few seconds left. Let me ask you, Kay Coles James, what is your sense in the Senate? Is this a done deal now that it's passed the House, or is there still hope?
I think there's still hope. I am confident that all of the Republicans will hold, and I am hopeful that there will be some Democrats who recognize how devastating this would be to our electoral process. And I hope that and pray that common sense prevails.
Follow this conservative warrior right now at Kay Coles James on Twitter. Join them today. Anybody can become part of the conservative mothership. Just go to heritage.org today. Become a member. This is the organization that has been fighting for our founding principles since a certain individual called Mr. Fulner founded it a while ago. God bless you. Kay Coles James. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation to hundreds of stations, millions of listeners, live streaming on YouTube. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, stay on this channel.
We've waited long enough. Let's get back to work. It's the Great American Comeback with Trish Regan.
In one Friday session. What do you think?
I don't know. CPAC happened.
No, that CPAC is different. That's 48 guests in 1 hour. That's different.
Since I've been here, it's at least in the top three.
It's in the top three. Good, good, good. And we love it all, especially when it's our regulars, team members, like the one and only host of Trish Intel, Trish Regan. Welcome back to America First.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here with you. As always, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. So we have to talk about the latest figures coming out, unemployment, job creation, restaurants are opening up, the news from Texas and Mississippi. But first things first, if you were running a business and you were given a budget for a certain period of time of, oh, I don't know, $2 trillion, and they decided to give you another $2 trillion before you'd spent the last one, and you had $1 trillion left over, what would happen to your CFO or your CEO, Trish?
Well, if they were giving me money, right, I'd say, way to go to the CFO, because somebody just keeps giving me money. Like, you know, hey. But I get what you're going after here, and that's the irresponsibility of our government. Because, you know, I keep saying this, no one can do math. No one that is in Washington, D.C. knows how to add 2 + 2. They just think that money is growing on trees, right? They can keep printing it and printing and printing it. They don't understand the ramifications. They don't understand what this is going to actually mean in the way of inflation, something I'm growing increasingly worried about. And anybody who's looking for a mortgage is probably growing worried about, too, because mortgage rates are now above 3% for the first time since last summer. Why? Because everyone knows this stimulus is huge and it's so big, which, you know, seems great, right? Free money, but it's not free. That's the problem. And it's going to lead to inflationary pressures, which is going to cost us and our economy in the long run. So, you know, hey, you know, they're printing money like it's going out of style. But the problem is you can't do that. It ultimately does not work.
Where do you feel it first? If the printing of money doesn't stop, if the $1.9 trillion is followed by another massive package, where is the inflation going to be felt the first by Americans, Trish?
Well, you're going to see it in credit card rates. You're going to see it in mortgage rates. It could affect the value of your home because don't forget, the minute mortgage rates go up, and they will go up, we're already seeing that. You look at the 10-year yield in treasuries right now. You're going to see it in the value of your home, for example, because people will not be able to afford as much of a home. But the real danger here is when I look at this market that's trading at 30 times earnings, that's double the historical average. I mean, normally we trade at 14 to 15 times PE, but, you know, price to earnings multiple.
Explain that for the neophytes.
Sure. So a stock price, right, when you value a company, you're looking at what it's going to be worth compared to future earnings. And so, you know, those earnings better be there if you keep betting that this company is worth more and more and more and more and more. All this money is chasing these assets in a way that's really gotten kind of out of sync with anything that we've seen historically. And so over and over again throughout history, the Federal Reserve has always played a role, Seb, in these bubbles, whether it was the tech bubble in 2000, whether it was the subprime mortgage bubble, which created a massive problem for Wall Street in 2008, or whether it's perhaps now where you see if they pull back, right, if the Federal Reserve says, well, we're going to raise rates, you're going to have a complete meltdown on Wall Street. We saw it in yesterday's trading. Powell came out and said, well, you know, we're here, we're going to be accommodative, but at some point things will change because at some point things are going to get better. And the market freaked out, ending the day down almost 350 points on the Dow, down more than 2% on the Nasdaq. So all I'm saying is, you know, these things don't happen in a vacuum. It sounds good, and politicians love it because they don't care. They don't care what our country looks like 10 years from now, 20 years from now. They only care about satisfying specific contingents, right, specific groups that will hopefully get them elected again. And so if they can keep them happy by spending this money that feels very ethereal to them, then gosh darn it, that's exactly what they're going to do. There is no responsibility out there.
No, I'm the layperson. You're the expert. I want a potential response to something that I've been talking about for weeks now, and now it's coming to fruition. The first crisis this administration is going to have to deal with is already happening on the southern border. The White House has said they're sending their experts to the border. Too late. It's too late. Could the increase of illegal migration, also the news reports of these individuals testing positive for the coronavirus and then being allowed freely into our communities, could this have an effect on the economy, Trish?
Absolutely. I mean, think about the wage pressure that people who are here illegally are putting on unskilled American workers, right? If you're an unskilled American worker and say, you know, you got a shot at getting a job as a dishwasher, but you're going to get paid, you know, $8 an hour or $9 an hour, and along comes somebody who's here illegally and is not going to be paying any taxes on any of this, it's all under the table, and they'll do it for $4 or $5 an hour, well, think of how that affects the unskilled American laborer. There's for sure an issue with wage pressure. There's also the issue of the benefits that these communities have to pay out, right, to take care of so many of these groups that are coming here and don't have anything. And so you think about the education system that gets drained because you're educating a lot of these kids, the healthcare system that gets drained. I mean, there's some economic realities that go with the immigration problem. Nobody wants to talk about it. But, you know, and by the way, Seb, you know me. I mean, for goodness sakes, you're an immigrant. I wouldn't be here if it, you know, wasn't for immigration policies that welcomed, you know, my family. The reality is, we are a very, I think, open and loving country in that way, but we have to do it with some kind of system and some kind of purpose. You don't just have people seep into the country over the border illegally and then drain the system. We've got to have a better, you know, less red tape and more efficiency when it comes to this issue. Moreover, you don't just leave the gates wide open and say, come on in, especially at a time when you're trying to, you know, to make sure that COVID is declining.
In the last 10 seconds we have with Trish Regan, what would you like to hear? What is the one thing the White House should say or the Fed should say in the coming days or weeks?
Can Joe Biden just do a press conference?
That is the question.
No, they said. Can you just say hi?
Here's the latest, Trish. Just moments ago, the White House said the President of the United States may give his first press conference by the end of March. Isn't it the beginning of March? What is going on? If you want the facts, follow this lady, Trish_Regan, TrishIntel.com, and the Trish Intel podcast. I've just retweeted her latest piece. Here's the money you will get from the Senate's $1.9 trillion. Read it now. God bless, Trish. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
Where are all the real sexists, racists, and homophobes? It's not a trick question. Mr. G just sent me an article. I didn't want to believe it. I clicked on it. Here's the headline. New book. Obama said Boot Edge couldn't be president because he's gay and too short. Ooh, ouch. Barack, that's naughty. How could you? The new book by NBC. It's not even a conservative. A lefty, Jonathan Allen, is called Lucky, How Joe Biden Barely Won the Presidency. I thought he got a massive result. What do you mean barely won the presidency? Are you doubting? Are you questioning the elections, Mr. NBC? But in it, there are details of a private discussion between Barack Obama and Elizabeth Warren, in which he said, no, Boot Edge, too short, too gay, can't win. Oh, man. Where are the real homophobes? That's naughty. Let's talk to a actual source of real information. Let's talk to the justthenews.com network. We are every week at least twice, plus John Solomon himself. We check in with the great reporters at justthenews.com, including Daniel Payne. Daniel, welcome back to America First.
Sam, always good to be here. Thanks for having me.
We have to talk about a shocking poll from Rasmussen, potentially your Fauci story. But first, what is this about the Lincoln Project co-founder Rick Wilson sitting on a pile of cash?
Yeah, so this has been an issue that's kind of been sort of on the political scene for almost 4 years now. Rick Wilson, who is one of the co-founders of the Lincoln Project, one of the most prominent never-Trumpers out there, in 2017 vowed to create a movie called Everything Trump Touches Dies. And to fund that movie, he turned to GoFundMe and decided to crowdfund the bankroll for it. And he ended up raising about $65,000. And yet, after about 3.5-4 years now, that movie has not yet been made. And it doesn't appear that the funds have been returned. They look like they're still sitting there in the GoFundMe bank, but the movie is still nowhere in sight.
Well, that line, everything Trump touches dies, isn't that better applied to the Lincoln Foundation, the Lincoln Project's founders? Everything they touch dies. Aren't they in big trouble now, Daniel?
At this point, they are. I mean, that that organization, which was created specifically to scuttle President Trump's reelection prospects, itself has been engulfed in major scandal with one of its founders, John Weaver, of course, sexually harassing tons of men. They accused him.
And young boys, 14-year-old young boys as well.
Right. I mean, it wasn't. It was pretty tawdry, and it all came out, just after Joe Biden was sworn in. There's also questions about the group's finances as well. So they are not doing as well today as they were prior to the election.
Well, the Lincoln Project. I couldn't think of a group of men who deserve that fate more than the Lincoln Project. Let's talk about this shocking poll from Scott Rasmussen. We trust Scott. He's a guest on this show often. What is the latest finding from Scott Rasmussen?
Well, we have poll help from him every single day. And did you have one in mind?
No, the one about the economy. I saw the piece that you wrote. Tell us about this shocking result. 9 out of 10 voters have a certain opinion about the economy, don't they?
Yes, they sure do. Yeah, 90% of voters, Scott found, are concerned about the economy. And that's a specifically a negative appraisal of it. They look at the economy and they're worried about the direction it's going. Now, what Scott found when he broke it down was that a significant portion of voters are concerned about the impact that the pandemic will have will continue to have on the economy. But there are many voters who are also concerned about the effect of new regulations under the Biden administration, as well as the effect that illegal immigration will have on the economy. So there's a whole host of concerns that people have, but the shocking number of 9 out of 10 voters being concerned about it, that really can't be ignored.
Find out more. Let's post all these articles. You can find them at our website. Go to Twitter first, actually, Seb Gorka, and our show site, America First, with Sebastian Gorka on Facebook. That was Daniel Payne of JustTheNews.com. See their top 5 stories on our webpage, SebGorka.com. And, of course, follow them, bookmark them, because they are one of the 14 most reliable sources of information that we trust here on America First. Thank you, Daniel. This is Sebastian Gorka asking you, are you as healthy as you could be? Couldn't we all be a little bit healthier? Exercise is crucial, but eating right is just as important. And not all of us have the time or the willpower to always eat the right things. Do what I do. I call it Health in Your Hands. 6 little capsules from Dr. Douglas Howard that together are balance of nature. 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. The fruits and vegetables that, look, your mum wanted you to eat, but you might not get round to it. Spinach? No. Kale? Yuck. But you've got to eat them, and this is the easiest way. And right now, Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. Call them on 800-246-8751. It's a super easy number, but please write it down. 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. And if you become a Balance of Nature customer, coolest thing is, at the end of a phone line for free, you get access to a health coach. Do it today. You will not regret it. Balanceofnature.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A.
Administration planning to ask FEMA to assist with the influx of children coming across the border? And if so, does that mean that you consider it an actual genuine emergency?
Well, I would say that that's probably a question for the Department of Homeland Security, who obviously oversees that, and the Department of Health and Human Services, who oversees the facilities and the shelters where these kids are.
Can somebody just do somebody with something with that woman? Just take her aside and give her a little lesson in civics or something, okay? Whether something, if you're in the press briefing room of the West Wing, which is in the White House, and you're the president's press secretary, and a member of the White House Press Association asks, well, is it a crisis, the number of children coming illegally across the border? The answer isn't, that's for DHS to decide. No, it's not, you cretinous woman. The president decides whether it's a crisis and then tells his department. Because the DHS might be news for you, Jen Psaki. It's not its own government. It's not its own fiefdom that chooses its own leader. The head of that organization who said just a few days ago, guys, I'm not saying don't come here illegally. Just wait a little because, you know, we're warming up the pillows for you. That man was chosen by your boss. I think, right? Maybe. Maybe Biden chose him. Maybe they just said, sign this piece of paper. Either way, DHS works for the president, and that's the authority that decides. Oh, I told you guys weeks ago, this will be the first crisis. And these children, we need a wall. And if we don't have a wall, because he stopped the construction of the wall, we have to help them where they are. It's really incumbent upon us. I know charity begins at home, but listen to how few of America's charities actually help children abroad.
The answer is pretty straightforward. You see, in the United States, we have 1.8 million nonprofit organizations. And of these, less than 24,000 are actually international. So we have directed our attention to countries where the government is not as wealthy and where they're not anywhere near the number of organizations that are able to help the poor.
That's our buddy Angel Aloma from Food for the Poor, making the very important point that a fraction of the charities in America help those struggling abroad, especially the children who are suffering in places where Food for the Poor is on the ground, like Honduras. Can you make a difference to these children who go to bed crying, who go to bed with empty tummies? You can make a difference, and it's so easy. Think of just this figure, $37. If you donate $37 once, you will feed a little girl or boy for 6 months. Food for the Poor has the food. It's been donated. They just have to physically get it to those hungry mouths. If you donate $111, that's 5 children you are providing life-saving sustenance to for 6 months. Will you be one of these guardian angels? Please, please say yes. Make a donation today in any amount at our website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Food for the Poor banner. If you prefer, you can call them on 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE. Make a difference today. Save a life. Save 5 lives. SebGorka.com. God bless you. Let's go to, oh my gosh, Aaron in Washington State is back. Line one. Welcome back, Aaron.
Thanks for having me back, Dr. G.
Yeah, you're going to run for, what was it, local school board?
It was school. Yeah, it was. And then found out it wasn't until 2023. And then I ran a couple campaigns during the 2020 election, helped them out, did a bunch of events setting up.
So you helped other people run?
I did. Uh-huh. And the lady that ran for the position I'm running for last election did better than the other two Republicans in the previous elections. She contacted me asking me to help her again, and I thought, well, maybe it's not the message, it's the messenger. And she didn't have the fire in her belly, and she, you know, asking me for the advice. I said, why should I give the advice? Why don't I just run? You did better than the other two. Maybe, you know, maybe it's my turn.
So you decided if something needs fixing, you got to fix it yourself. So you're going to run?
I am. I've fixed wrecks all my entire career. I'm setting out to fix the wreck that Derek Kilmer's caused.
All right, so what is this? What are you running for? Tell all of our millions of listeners.
6th Congressional District in Washington State against Derek Kilmer, who votes 100% with Nancy Pelosi every time.
All right, and are you finding people who are saying, wow, that's a great idea, and we want to help you?
The people such as myself, the working class, yes. A few of the establishment, you know, liberal Republicans aren't really digging the idea, but if I cared what they thought, I wouldn't be running.
Yeah, so that's the right answer. So when are you going to have a website out? When can we talk about who you are based upon your website?
Up right now, Aaron, A-A-R-O-N, the number 4, congress.com. And you actually liked the comment about me and you sharing the same hairstyle last night. So.
All right, I'll check it out. Oh, you mean from my photograph from 1993?
Yes.
People thought it was the 1980s. Come on, guys, get it right. That hairdo was new wave. It was 1990s.
Was it peroxide lightened?
It wasn't. That was when I was 14. The only time I had my hair lightened was when I was 14 years old. I've got a little bit silly, but after that, it's all natural, and I've gone a little bit dark, I'm afraid. But hey, that's the pollution, right, AOC? Great news. We're going to check it out, aaronforcongress.com. Keep us updated, because that's what we need. We need more citizen politicians. Why? Because that's who founded America. They didn't believe in a professional class of politicians. They believed in citizens who would go, represent, and then come back home. Not these people who spend decades in the swamp and become swamp creatures themselves. Great news. Thanks for that call. This is America First, broadcasting to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, are you in pain? Have you found relief nowhere else? Then this is the choice you must make today. 100% drug-free, Relief Factor is giving relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now, including Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself if Relief Factor is the answer you've been waiting for. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack right now for the paltry sum of $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Reggie, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. You've waited long enough. Do it today.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Now, am I supposed to speak, or is Swathi going to say something? I was told I was going to hear from Swathi.
Am I supposed to speak? Have I ever done that, Shad? Have I ever said, am I supposed to speak now?
No, you've gone into the breach. You know?
I've jumped in with both feet.
Like an alpha.
Thank you. What is that from, Jeff? That was today, right?
Am I supposed to speak now?
Oh, see? He can do humor. It's hard to tell, but
that's
he can
from
do
it. Yesterday.
Yes, and nobody caught that, right? You caught that.
No, well, because 5 seconds better afterwards was much worse.
Oh, the Indian thing?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play that one. Let's play that cut. Where is that? Have you got that, Eric?
Yeah.
Play his latest racist hit. Hit it.
Hey, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Mr. President.
I just
Thank
want you,
for,
you to know.
For taking the time to speak with us.
Are you kidding me? What an honor this is. This is an incredible honor. And it's amazing. Indian of descent Americans are taking over the country.
Could you imagine if any Republican politician, forget Donald Trump, if any Republican politician said, oh, the Indians are taking over America. Biden, you've always been a bigot. Let's go to your calls. Al in California has got a Second Amendment question. Line 2. Welcome, Al.
How you doing, Sebastian?
Good. What's up?
Okay. Listen, I think I made a mistake on my history test.
They asked me who the founding fathers were. I wrote down Mr. Thompson and Mr. Browning.
Well, John Moses Browning was a true American legend. That is
right.
That is a
right.
fact.
Right. Also, did you happen to see about Casablanca at the end there?
Stop asking me! Stop it! I feel senile. All I'm going to do now, I'm going to write a post-it note and put it on my forehead. Casablanca epaulets. I'm going to tattoo it there tonight, I promise.
And before I get to the firearms questions, how about 633 Squadron?
Yes! I watched it, and it took me back to my childhood. All those actors in the squadron room at the beginning, classic British actors. Although the guy who's supposed to be Norwegian, he's Greek. What's up with that?
His name is George Chakiris, but the main thing I liked was the music and the mosquitoes.
Yes, fabulous. We've got 60 seconds. What's the question?
Okay, the questions are firearms questions. They want this whole firearms bunch of junk. This is the worst bunch of politicians in 50 years from the Second Amendment. They ought to scrap the whole bill. They want you to get, a license to collect antique firearms, as if that's going to do
disaster.
Any good.
Right.
The whole thing, and then they want you to get a psychological test. What good is that going to do?
That'll stop the criminals stealing guns. You know that, right?
Listen, Sebastian. You know this, and I know this. All of this stuff. The whole thing about crime is a cover story for what they really want. They don't like guns, and they want to take guns away from people. 99% of whom have never committed any crime.
Well, they want to criminalize those who are criminals and let the criminals run rampant. This is about one thing and one thing only. Disarming American citizens so they become subjects, not citizens. Great questions. Epaulettes ahoy! This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.